Is there anything else better to do than praise the Lord? And I was thinking, well, there's two kingdoms, and there's not a purgatory kingdom somewhere that you can kind of slide by and say, I'm going to stay here. It's the kingdom of darkness. It's the kingdom of light. We are children of the light. We are kingdom people. Amen? And when the kingdom of darkness tries to invade, which that's his job, an enemy to invade your light, you know, you'd probably fight for that light. I want the light. I want to see what's going on. I want to know what God is doing on the earth. And I really believe that's kind of where we're at with our conferences. Year after year after year, the word of the Lord that has come at different times, we're really wanting to hear and see what God is about to do, right? Some of you believe that? Yeah, I mean, this year is I saw the Lord. Well, if you see the Lord, would you ask him something? Yeah. Amen? If we went to see the Lord, would you please ask him something? And there's a lot of things that we could seek the Lord for, and we're wanting to see him. We're wanting to experience him. We're wanting to know what time it is. What time is it anyway? Anyone got a watch on you? Okay. You don't have to look, Deb. Yeah, you can if you want to. 10:40. All right. Okay, so I started at 10:40. So, hallelujah. We got that time down right. I was just thinking about timing. And in fact, last night I was dreaming about timing. Every time I have dreams, I said, I'll never forget what I'm dreaming about until I wake up in the morning. Then I forget what I'm dreaming about. But I know the dream was something about sand. And it was like I was in a desert sand. And it was almost like a timing, like, you know, you have one of those timing deals that it's sand and you turn it over and then the sand starts running and you have so much time. And so, and I've been thinking about time because the new era, that we're in, it's talking about a timing deal. And we're looking for something new in the timing. Now, Ecclesiastes said, there is no new thing underneath the sun. And that's the real truth. You know, we go to work, we come home, we do all the things that we think is necessary, and it's a timing deal, right? Okay, if you're supposed to be at work at 8, what time do you show up? 8, hopefully, or 10 to 8, that'd be good for you. So timing has a lot to do with so many things that we're doing. And I believe that God knows the time that we're in, but we do not know or understand the time that we're in completely. The Bible talks about, you know, the end times scenarios and situations. I would say we're as close to end time scenario situations than I've ever seen before. I really believe that. I mean, with all of the stuff in the Middle East, with Israel, with Syria, with the nations are running around and it just doesn't make any sense, except it makes sense the time that we're in. And we can discern that time, except we just don't know exactly what's happening in that time. Now, this conference coming up, I saw the Lord. What's going to happen? It's a timing deal, amen? And if you're there, you're looking to see what's going to happen, hopefully for the near future and further out into the future. It's a timing deal, amen? And so I just want you to know that God has time in control also. And there isn't too much. Tomorrow, I cannot tell. That is going to be a new time that I'm entering into. God knows about the time. He knows what's going to happen. He knows all those things. But I don't. I have an inkling that, you know what, this is what I'm going to go out. In fact, sometimes I lay in bed and I think about the time that I have to do that thing. Has that ever happened to you? And then it just, you know, like, if I have something that's going to really is weighing on me. I think about how I'm going to do it to affect the timing so I'll be there, get her done, and it's a good deal. So I just been thinking about timing. Have you ever experienced a shift in your life? Our conference a couple of years ago was a shift. So that was timing. That was a shift. Did you go through the shift? Okay. A couple of you did. Or have you ever gone through so much that you wonder if things will ever change? Or have you ever wondered why certain things are happening at a certain time? Of course you have. Hallelujah. I remember Steve Youngblood, he said, constant change is here to stay. You know, it's here to stay. And if you think that you're going to get away from change, no. Everything is changing. Nothing really remains the same. Even in our seasons of our lives, nothing remains the same. You know, I know that I look like I'm 25 or 30, but seasons are changing. Hallelujah. When I get up in the morning, I can tell that I'm not 35 or 40 or 45 or 50. I feel the change happening. But you know, constant change is here to stay, and we have to understand the time where we're at this time. When you graduate from high school, there is a tremendous change in your life because you're not under tutors, or unless you're going to college and further education, and you're always under tutors, or if you're getting a job on different things. But it's a timing deal, isn't it? And so you get in that, you work that, and then it comes to the place that you're going to get married. It's a timing deal, and God has all that under control. And if it didn't work out so good, God understood, and he knew that it wasn't going to work out so good or so great, one way or another. It's about timing. Amen? Hallelujah. It's a human nature to make an account to control circumstances or to attempt to control circumstances. We spend many waking hours planning to make things happen or to prevent certain things from happening. However, there are seasons in our life that are appointed by God. Isn't that a truth? You know, the other day when we were pouring concrete, and of course, when we're pouring concrete, you do not want any interruptions in any way, shape, or form. And because you have a certain amount of time, and time is almost essential, and if you miss 10 minutes of time, it could cost you a lot of pain and agony. And so I went through everything. I brought all the equipment. I brought my power screen. I brought everything to the doctor's office, got them all tuned up and everything. And so the screed run out of fuel, run out of gas, and we had we were working at Northern Crankshaft. Well, all them guys are just like, they jumped on that poor screed and they were working, pieces were flying, and they were trying to get that thing going. And actually, Tom and the gang, they were waiting to get the screed so they could screed the concrete, because in another 10 minutes, you're going to have a hard time doing that. And so you're always planning ahead, but you don't plan for that time when something happens that is unexpected. You did not expect it. And the big thing is, it was a filter that was filthy. And I just brought it from the shop, and they'd worked on it, but this filter was so bad off, they literally pulled the filter and just run it with no filter. And I was thinking, I wasn't planning for that. But these guys jumped on it. I mean, they were working like they all had fever. You know, there was about four guys around there, and they were, that poor screed was, it was getting worked over. But you don't expect that. That's a timing issue. And then you don't expect, a lot of times I expect things, and so when the concrete's going to set up, I expect it. Now, on Tuesday, it was a beautiful day. It was a gorgeous day. And we poured that, and we were right on time. Except then it got away from us, and what I mean by that is it was going so fast, that it was setting up so fast, we couldn't stay with it. So we had to run, and I told the guy, jump in your truck, run to Ace Rental, pick up a trolling machine. We don't have time to monkey around here. Don't talk to me. Go! And so the young guy, he took off driving. He took my truck too, which was no big deal. But I said, well, don't you have your own truck? But it, so anyway, we brought this trawling machine and we threw it on the slab. And I said, has anyone ever run a power trawl here? And John Rowland, who used to own a Northern crankshaft, I have. So I said, here, you take this. And I took that other trawling machine, and we started just working. It was a timing issue, and it was crucial. And you know what? We don't realize how crucial in our life that time is. Sometimes you think, well, you know, let the good times roll, and sometimes they're rolling so bad, you said, stop time, stop. What's going on? Why is this happening? And I think about that. Why is this happening? If someone gets sick, why did someone get sick? If somebody's struggling or fighting in relationships, why is that happening? Because it's all about time. And we don't know the time when it's going to happen, but it's going to happen. There's a time on the earth that it's going to happen, and it'll happen to everyone. Amen? We're not guaranteed. We don't know everything about time. I didn't know that was going to happen this week. But when it happened, you have to go, okay, we have to take authority and we have to move in to the timing that we're in. Now, I really believe that God is trying to get to us and is doing a real good job. I mean, it's unbelievable how much we hear from God. It really is, because every time I hear, you know, if a conference is named The Shift, then everyone's talking about the shift. Not only the people here that named the conference, but everyone's talking about the shift. Now I saw the Lord. Now everyone's seeing the Lord. Well, praise God. You know, so, you know, it's kind of like you're on a time of cutting edge understanding. And even when you just name something, then all of a sudden, I don't know if God just throws it in there to help us along. Man, did you hear it? We're really hearing from God. Hallelujah. But it is human nature to make an attempt to control every situation, isn't it? I mean, I want to control the situation so I don't have any situations in my life, so I don't have to, you know, 30 inches of snow was not something that I was in timing for. Amen? We spend many waking hours planning to make things happen or to prevent certain things from happening. However, there are seasons in our life that are appointed by God. According to the scriptures found in Ecclesiastes 3:1, it says, to everything there is a season, a time for every purpose under heaven. In other words, there is an appointed time for specific events to occur in life that are totally out of our control. No, I don't want that. I want to be in control of my life. And the most dangerous thing that you can do is be in control of your life. Especially because we don't know what time it is on God's calendar of events for each one of us. And when I go to someone and I hear that they're battling cancer, and they say, well, I have this much time. Well, I just go, no, we don't take that, we don't receive it, because we have faith in the time that God has given us, and we have the ability to pray against that force. Amen? Amen. And if you don't pray for the impossible, you'll never get faith for the possible. If you don't pray for the headache before you throw down 3 aspirins and say that's good enough, it might not work when you are battling some wild disease. Amen? and not using the name of Jesus. We have to use the name of Jesus in every situation, in every time that we're in, and we'll use it when it really, really counts. Amen? How about praying for the sick? Yeah, I want to do that. That'd be fantastic. What do you pray for the sick? Well, I don't really have time. Well, they're sick. What if you were sick? Would you pray? Would you want prayer? Absolutely. In fact, if you ever get a chance, if I pass on and you get a chance to lay hands on, raise me from the dead and stuff, please come on over. No problem. It's about time. Oh, praise the Lord. To everything there's a season, to time for every purpose under heaven. Hallelujah. Time belongs to God. Solomon, the author of Ecclesiastes, understood this concept. He realized that time moves without us because it ultimately belongs to God. He understands the value of life and submits to God as the almighty and sovereign creator. That is Solomon. He was talking about. Therefore, he humbly accepts that he could not fully understand, nor could he control various events in his life. Have you ever felt that way? Well, this is the way it's going to go. Until there's some situation thrown in there and it doesn't work out just exactly like that. Because we don't have control of time. God does. You hear what I'm saying? God has the control of time in your life. And he knows everything that's going on. You'd say, well, you know, this is my decision. It's your decision, but the time belongs to the Lord. And he knows what's going to happen in each movement. And I really do believe time, there's no new thing under the sun, but I believe that time is new to us. And you know, actually in Ecclesiastes, he said, everything has happened before. There's no new thing. But I believe that time is a new thing, and we don't have the capability or understanding to say, I know what's going to happen all the time. No, you don't. God does. Amen. And that's why we walk in faith. That's why we believe that God is in control. That's why we say, hey, God, you got to take it because I cannot take it any longer. I remember the first time when I went into business, I'd be by the telephone. We didn't have cell phones or anything like that at that time. So I'd spend a lot of time by the telephone waiting for a call so I could go to work. And so I'd wait there and wait there and wait there. And then when it rang, I'd grab it. Hey, yes, Jacob's at the concrete. Do you need some concrete? And I was so concerned about that time in my life. I was so concerned that I needed that. That was the time I needed. But you know what? It was really out of control. And when I gave my life to Christ, I gave my business to Christ. I literally gave my business to Christ. And I'm not just saying, well, I gave my business to Jesus. No, I gave my business to Jesus. In fact, then he said, why don't you, a Jehovah Witness, and I've told this story probably many times, but a Jehovah Witness come up and I had Jesus as Lord underneath Jacobson's concrete in this sign. And he said, well, I see Jacobson's large, but Jesus is small. And you know, there was something that stirred on the inside of me. Ah, Jesus is great. You know, I probably had done enough putting Jesus as Lord under Jacobson's concrete. It was really pretty. It really was. But it was something that just, and this guy, he looked at me and he gone, and he'd walked away. And so I went right into town right after that, and I drove up to the sign shop. I said, I want a sign 6 foot long, and this, I suppose it was about a foot and a half. And I said, I want you to put Jesus as Lord on one side and Jesus, King of Kings and Lord of Lords, on the other side. So I drove away, and he said, well, it'll take about 2 weeks. Said, okay, yeah, all right, that's about the right time. Hallelujah. 2 days later, they said, your signs are ready. Oh, you know, 2 days at that time, I had 2 days to think about, not 2 weeks. And I think God did that on purpose. The timing was perfect. I put those signs on my truck, and it literally about killed me. You know, I mean, I didn't understand that God was going to tell me to put signs on my truck, and I believe it was God. I don't think it was the devil. But I got in that truck. That thing was the toughest stuff. I mean, the truck was new and stuff like that, pretty new. But it was so difficult to drive. The first time I drove it, I drove home, and I went upstairs, and I went to bed. Middle of the afternoon, I said, that's too much, man. It's just, the timing is wrong. You know, when God expects something from us and we are obedient, it might not be so easy. It'd be, you know. So I drove the truck after the first month. You know, you just started your business. You gave your business to Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. The timing was great. You got this thing on the side. You're thinking that in my mind, I was thinking, well, don't worry, I'll never get a job again. You know, I'm the guy that's by the telephone waiting for the telephone to ring so I could get another job. You know, the time. But you know what? I just started getting job after job after job. And I believe that it was because I gave the business to God, literally gave it to God. But it was that people would trust anyone that was crazy enough to put that on his truck. I mean, it just makes sense, you know. What did you put on the side of your truck? Are you crazy? Yeah. And you know what? I never got stiffed. In all those years that I had that on the side of my, I never had somebody not pay me. Now, I had to go back on a few jobs, and that was my problem. But, you know, that's phenomenal. And it was because God came and talked to me, and I was obedient enough at that time to do it. And I think maybe our challenge these days is, are we going to do the last best thing that we're going to do? I'm actually, let's see, how does that go? I'm 53 going on 68. So you know, because you remember my time back in 19, or when I was 60, I started counting the other way. Yeah, I know how to count to 100, so it wasn't that. Don't be doing that on me. But it was time, because I thought, well, if I look, have a positive attitude, I'm 57 instead of 67, I'd say, hey, or 53 instead of 67, I'm going, is it working for you? Well, I'm still here. I woke up this morning. I'm doing the deal. And whatever it takes to do the deal, you know, you don't have to lie to yourself. But there's a time, there's a season that we need to do the deal. Amen. And that might be kind of comical and funny and yeah. But you know what? If we're looking at this world by the world's view, you're going to come out with a timing issue that's going to be very like, I'm going to die pretty soon. When people start getting your age, I got Grandma Donna, she's 94. And how many people are going to be around when you're 94 that you know, very personally know? You know, they might be 87, they might be 90, they might be 92. But there's a time that you pass off into eternity. Amen? And that timing is a good timing. I mean, God provided all of the greatness of that time that we can go and spend our time with Jesus. Amen? And that's exciting. But you know what? You're going to have to go through that time unless Jesus comes back, right? And when we go through, it's a horrible time. Losing loved ones is not an easy deal to go through. And I was talking to people over in Panama and some of the stuff that's going on to their families and different things like that. I just said, stop! I don't want to hear anymore. I want to hear, let's get with the program and do what we're supposed to do, or that will just run right over you. Pretty soon you're not going to pray for... I mean, you talk about fatigue. You become physically fatigued out because there's so many different things going on. What's going to happen when the end time scenario, if all the end time scenarios are going to happen, well, how are we going to react? You know, I mean, I like the good times, but how are we going to react to an end time scenario that all of these terrible things are supposed to happen? You don't want to hear it, but the Bible's already stated it. Amen. And there's a timing that we have to be prepared for, saying, God, I have faith in Jesus Christ. Whatever goes on, I'm going to be ready to go through that time. Amen. And I want you to be ready for this next season of time, because I believe that it's the most exciting time. If they took everything away from you except your life, it would be the most exciting time in your life than dragging your wagon full of stuff that you have, because you can't bring it to heaven anyway. What was it always saying? I've never seen a hearse pulling a U-Haul. Hallelujah. We remember and categorize special events in life through the use of clocks, which measure time, the calendars, which aid in the combining hours into days and weeks, months, and years. You know, I can't believe how fast the year went by. Literally, I cannot believe how fast time flew by. You know, when you think about a day, yeah, you know, one day is bad, but you think about a week going like that, you think about a month going like that, you think about a year going like that, pretty soon your years are, you know, it said that he was going to give us 70, that means 70 years. Okay, we could go with the scenario of Moses, he said 120 years. But 120, 70, well, 120 sounds better. It does definitely sound better. And then it said if you get 80 years, that would be a real favor to you. So when you're 90, 95, 100, that's a great deal. Amen? Hallelujah. But there's a timing issue that God knows and is in control of timing, and you're not. I'm not. And I have so much time on planet Earth, and when I split heaven, I'm wanting to say, well done, good and faithful servant. And so what will that take for me to change so that I can have God say that to me? Well, you made it in, son. Yeah, I know. Thanks. Thanks, Jesus. I appreciate that. I think we have more going for us than that. The book of Genesis explained that God created heavens and earth in 6 days, and on the seventh he rested. God had set organized schedules as he spoke the world into existence. So time was not, you know, like the big boom theory or these things. God set this time that there was a day and there was 2 days and there was 3 days and the moon and the sun. He set the time for when harvest is coming. Oh, hey, guess what? I'm going to plant the crop next month in northern Minnesota. Well, people just say you're dumb. And if you were thinking that, you are dumb. I don't care what time you're on. You see why? It's because it's God understands the seasons. And he knows what season we're in. You know, I can say I can use the 7 years off from 60 down to 53. I could do that. But there's a season that I am that I know that I have a certain amount of time to do what I'm going to do. And after that, I'm going home to be with Jesus. Hallelujah. And that might be 3 years, that might be 5 years, that might be 10 years, that might be 25 years. And of course, we always go for 25 because our confession does not want to say I'm going to be dying right after retirement or something like that. Or I'm waiting for my retirement. You get 65, you die. You forgot. I'm waiting for my retirement that I could live many years on my retirement. Hallelujah. Insurance companies kind of force you into that. You need $1 million to get through from retirement to end of life. That's what they're estimating now. Not 2 cents. Not a broke down vehicle. Not a mortgaged house. You need $1 million to get through. Well, I better start making some money. I better start investing in different things so I can make it through, Jenny. So I only need $1 million. Could you help me with it? Hallelujah. That's all timing. Hallelujah. The Bible says there's a time to be born, a time to die. Amen. And in all of that, there's cycles in the whole deal, appointed time, but the time spent on earth is just seasonal. Our days are numbered. God controls the time of birth and death. No one lives on forever. There is an appointed season when we will transition from the earth to join Jesus Christ, our Lord and our Savior, who has appointed time, has had an appointed time for the remission of sins. Likewise, he has an appointed time of return. Continued with the thought that there is a time to plant, a time to pluck, a time to plant. In essence, there are times when we will see the fruit of our labor, but there are times when we will just labor and wonder, who and what are we laboring for? You ever been there? Get up, you work, you wait, you complete the job, you get the check, and then you rejoice for about 10 seconds, and then you're on to the next job going, I'm going to... It's almost like futile. And in fact, Ecclesiastes was just talking about it. It's like, what makes the difference? You know, I should be, I was thinking with this one job that I just completed, I should be so happy, I should at least rejoice for a month. You know? But no, on to the next job, on to the next deal. Get going, hurry up. Hurry up, you don't have time to monkey around. I'm going, what are you trying to do, kill me? Oh, talking about that, verse 3 says, a time to kill, a time to heal, a time to break down, a time to build up. In other words, they're an appointed time for all relationships, good health, and career opportunities. Verse 4 reads, a time to weep, a time to laugh, a time to mourn, a time to dance. Life will bring sorrow, pain, trials, tribulations. This too shall pass into a season of victory and triumph. Hallelujah. This thing isn't over until it's over, because Jesus and God the Father and the Holy Spirit knows what time it is. And all he's trying to do is, we're trying to seek so much. Danny, Linda, it's time to go to Africa. And the enemy comes and says, no, you can't do that. You can't. You don't have this. You don't have that. Devil, get thee behind me. Because he's always after your progeny, after your future, after the things that God's wanting for you. You say, well, I got a job, I got a family, I got kids, I got that. Stop making all the excuses in the world. God knows what time it is, and he knows the responsibilities that you have. Amen? I hope this is comforting for you. Well, anyway... Finally, Solomon's climaxed his list of seasonal descriptions of life in verse 6 and 8. There is time to gain, a time to lose, a time to keep, a time to throw away, a time to tear, a time to sow, a time to keep silent, a time to speak, a time to love, a time to hate. A time to hate? Wow. Well, you can't hate anyone. A time of war, a time of peace. In other words, no one knows the mind of God. His ways are not our thoughts, or his ways are not our ways, and his thoughts are not our thoughts. No one shares God's knowledge. Therefore, as human beings, we must trust God's leading through our comforter and helper, the Holy Spirit. We can never truly be certain that any time is the right time. We cannot accurately predict what will happen next, during or after this life. This knowledge lies with God alone. Situations are seasonal, and seasons are controlled by God, who has made everything beautiful in his time. Wow. That timing deal is pretty powerful. Hallelujah. Now, I was thinking about, just reminded me of Abraham and Sarah, and when they were they got the promise, and the promise was a timing deal, right? And so at the age of 100, old Abraham, he's going, God, are you sure? And then Hagar come along, and Sarah said, I got a great idea, which was not such a great idea because it, you know, they produced a Hagar, and of course Hagar and Sarah was the woman of promise, carrying the promise. Hagar was the woman, and that's why we're fighting over in the Middle East right at this time. It was two ladies with the same husband. But there was only one that was true, and if you wait it out, it's all in timing. And Sarah come, and she brought forth this baby. This is what this conference is all about, is bringing forth. This is why it's the year of the woman. It's the year of the woman because we're pregnant. Church, we're pregnant. Women understand pregnancy. I have talked to most women about being pregnant, and I ask her, how does it feel to be pregnant? Not bad in the first 3 months unless they have morning sickness. Then they go to the 6 months and they're feeling a little bit, the compartment's getting a little full. Our apartment, compartment, is getting a little full at eight months. They're going, how are you feeling? Pregnant. The 9th month, I usually stay out of the way. I just go, I understand it's a timing situation and I'm leaving it alone. So sometimes you can be smart in timing. Hallelujah. So please be encouraged, saints. All of our lives' experience can be categorized into God's appointed timing. Whatever the season, I encourage you to trust in God's appointed time. Understand that that God's opportunity to usher you into a season of peace and blessing, it will all work out for your good. Amen. God's appointed time can be summarized in the words spoken by God through the prophet Elijah. I have declared the former things from the beginning. In other words, God already is, I mean, read the Psalms, read the deal. He's already reported the deal. And then it said, they went forth from my mouth, God spoke them, and I caused them to hear. And suddenly, I did them, and they come to pass. They come to pass. When God's promising things, they're going to come to pass. Amen. When you speak things, they're going to come to pass. Now, they might not be. What's the fun in timing is a good chance it'll never turn out like you thought it was going to turn out. And that's about it. That's in about a daily life. What you think is going to happen is not going to happen. But if you're obedient to God, just say, hey, do you know that God is real? You see the side of my truck? I'm going to tell you about what happened there. I didn't finish the story. The Jehovah Witness, I come back to the job, and I had these big signs on the truck, and he looked at me like this. Shook his head, walked away. It was a timing deal. It was a timing deal. It's a timing deal right now. We've got some people that are needing some real powerful healing. It's a timing deal. If you don't do it, who's going to? If you don't pray, who's going to? That'd be a question. If we don't do it, who's going to? And that puts us in a right perspective. Because if we waste time on things that are not doing us any good, in fact, it's harming us, then we're missing the time that we're living in. Mm-hmm. I hope that God will get us so good for I saw the Lord. Yes. And that we would get such a heart for the world around us, our families, our loved ones, just, you know, like, man, I love them people. And that's really what God's wanting to do for us. Amen? He's wanting us to live an overcoming life. Father, we thank you. Would you please stand? Father, we thank you, Lord, for the goodness of God that leads us to repentance. Repentance just means that we're just going to do it a little different way. Yeah. It's not going to be the same. We're not going to have just the same moldy, oldy stuff. But God, you're going to do something. That Leif and Jennifer and the ladies, we're really, ladies, get prepared. We're not opening up. The men are not opening up the services and this and that. I'm going to make sure that I am accountable to the ladies for 2019. It's the year of the woman. And I'm going to make sure we have Leif coming, but Jennifer's coming first, his wife. And they're going to work together. And we believe that the birthing of something is going to be so powerful. And so if we could agree with this, and with the birthing of a child, it's a new day. When they announced John the Baptist and Jesus, it was a new day, a new time, a new season. It was not only seasonal, but it was a new season. And I believe right now in this timing, in this sermon, there's a timing of a new season, Frank. Hallelujah. There's a timing, Deb, of a new season. It's all around us. We're in a new season. Thank God we're not going for devastation and snowstorms of 40, 50 inches. I rebuke them things in Jesus' name. That just isn't even God. Oh, we love the snow. Yeah, well, I don't. At 30, 40 inches on October 10th, I don't love the snow. I love it when November comes around, I expect it. And I know that God can do the unexpected, but we have our interest too. We can pray. And God's mind was changed by people that prayed. So won't we just raise our hands? Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, let's say timing.
Timing.
Now let's say timing is everything.
Timing.
And God knows the timing. What's the name of this sermon? Timing. I just named it timing. So next week, if you could remember real hard for a whole week to remember, it's all in timing. And we don't know all the timing, but God, we know that you do. And so, Father, we thank you, Lord, for timing. The right time, the right season, the right husband, the right wife, the right timing, God, that you're sending us in to this season of our lives and seasons of our lives. It's all about timing. And God, that we could grab a hold right now in the name of Jesus Christ. Timing. Timing. It's all in the timing. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Who's needing prayer right now? Hallelujah. You just say, man, I need prayer. While this anointing is here, I just want to take advantage. It's your time. Now, in Jesus' name, it's your time. Hallelujah. Let's see. It's timing. Do we have... Danny, you got the mic? Or a mic? No, I want this on recording. Oh, yeah. I couldn't find it in that box. Did we get our posters, Danny, for the conference? Okay. Okay. Go ahead there, Deb. Let me check it out here. Should be.
Okay. You know, I walked in today, and during praise and worship, this word on timing, that's why it says walk by faith and not by sight, because everything right now that you're going through is very hard. And the enemy is attacking you because he's after the treasure within you.
Amen.
And you are the promised child. And you know, if you ever think the promise is hard, in the Bible, well, Sarah and Abraham, it was a hard place, but the promise will come forth. But it does not look like it in the natural. In the natural, it looks like it's over, but in the spiritual, it is coming forth. and it is birthing time, and God is bringing forth the promise in you. It's the treasure he's put in you. The enemy is raging. He's trying to attack you every way he can. A lot of mental, emotional, physical, spiritual, but he is going to break forth in you. You're the promised child. That's what I was getting.
Amen. Amen. When Deb was on, if you have a chance, read Revelations 12. It's about a woman and a child and the dragon. And I really believe that that's that spirit, the dragon wants to destroy the woman and the child. And it's spewed out on the earth to flood the woman and the child. See, there's the adversary, the devil, that's wanting to destroy the revelation of the child for 2019 and beyond. And I believe that God is giving us information that we're saying, hey, we're going to fight this good fight. So thank you very much for that, Deb. Father, I thank you, Lord, for the body of Christ here. I ask, Lord, as they leave this place, Lord, that they'd be encouraged. I know there's a lot of stuff to take in and understand, but God, we have the spirit of understanding called the spirit of the living God. I thank you, Lord, for each person. I ask, Lord, that they'll live in divine health all their life, but especially this next week, Lord. And God, that they'd take, if they see someone that's sick, that they'd lay hands on the sick so that they'd have a chance to recover. And so, Father, we thank you and we praise you for that now. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. God bless you and have a great week in Jesus. Any prayer, requests right after the service, we'll pray for you. Bethany, we'll pray for you. How about, I'm just going to bring the app, United Team International or Community Church International. You can get it on the phone. I got it. But I didn't do it. Somebody else helped me. But anyway, thanks, Bethany. I appreciate that. But we have an app on the for Community Church International and also for United Team International. And that's pretty cool. And you can send people to that, so it's a lot easier. You can send them to that for information. You can send them if they're wanting to start a 1 year Bible course reading. You can go there to get that. We're trying to bring people to the understanding that we do have that type of information. Thank you, Jeremy, and everyone else that's working in that area. You're dismissed.